And you're back with Annie and Matt, and we've got a guest. G'day, James. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
It is a lovely sunny day here in Fitzroy.
And we've got you here because you're a performer at the at NICA, National Institute of Circus Arts, and you've got a performance coming up.
Yes, I do. It's called Behind the Veil, and it's my second year ensemble show. So everyone that we have in my year has got together to make this show together.
And you've been working with Kate Fryer, who is a... Tell me about that experience.
So Kate, funnily enough, I knew Kate growing up, and I only just recently got to work with her in a circus setting rather than just knowing them as a personal friend.
And of course, you've got a long history of doing circus arts.
Yes. So I started circus at the Flying Fruit Fly Circus in Ooredonga, and that was about 15 years ago. And then it's sort of just slowly taken over my life until it's come to this point where I'm training to do it professionally.
Yeah, and so when you're building a show like this, I've seen several of the shows from NICA. You guys have got incredible skills, physical skills, but what you do is you bind those abilities with quite a deep analysis of society, actually.
Yeah, so what I sort of did when I was making this show was took a very literal, like, scene, sort of like with a dialogue and like actions of coming into work and like setting up a desk, was sort of where we started our exploration. And that scene has since sort of become just sort of three squares of light on stage with four performers. And just sort of a repetitive motion rather than any direct miming. But that sort of progression from
the physical object,
like physical and really direct, like translation to the more abstract circusified, I guess. That's sort of where all of that creation comes from.
Yeah. So you're exploring ideas of it's a beautifully put out here. Welcome to the world where perfection is manufactured, productivity is worshipped, individuality has become a dangerous defect, and every smile has been carefully rehearsed. It's just sort of a fabulous.
Yeah, I really like this because it lets us play with two really strong images. So, for example, my character, for almost the entire show, has this mad grin covering his face. And I just get to sit there almost, like, staring into the audience while everyone around me is, like, finding this unsettling feeling.
Yeah.
And that's the shift that you get to find through the whole show where, by the end of it, all of that face has dropped and we've, like, dropped this mask and we get to see sort of what we want to be and rather than what we're forced to be.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a fantastic realization of what many people must be feeling right at the moment.
Yeah. that's sort of my favorite thing about circus is I can show you physically what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And because it's not a verbal art form, I get to share this across any language barrier. It sort of cuts through to, like, the feeling of something rather than intellectually what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go back to Kate Fryer. She's had a very long experience of dealing in circus, but also a grand production. So she's obviously opened certain doors and ideas into the minds of the performers.
Yes, so Kate has really helped in terms of building the world, because a lot of us haven't, because we're just starting our careers learning and training, a lot of us haven't thought of the whole world of a show and how that gets built very well. In our show, we don't have any set because of all of the different circus specialties we have. We don't have room on the stage for it. So what Kate has done is she's been really specific about the lighting and the sound to build those worlds without any visual...
any
physical objects.
Yeah.
And that's something that we haven't really been able to explore very much, just simply because our skill sets are very physical. Not a lot of us are really musically talented in building things, and we don't really have time to sit down with the lighting desk and make our world, just with how much training we do.
That's amazing, isn't it? It really does point out how important NICA is in this particular world of artist skills. So they really are training you into a full 3D performer.
Yeah, so the just whole dimension of pulling everything in, this show has sort of illustrated how many different inputs we get. We've got people that are doing costume design. Ruben has built these beautiful costumes that are all their own quirky business suits. And up until, like, I know costume designers exist, but what they can do to a performance, I've never truly understood until now.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. It's like actors. When you see actors act, they're amazing.
Yeah.
I know, people just take it for granted. They think it's not a skill set.
Well, I've known it's a skill set, I guess, just the different ways that, like, other artists contribute to the end product and how impactful that is on me as a performer. Like, the shift in my performance after wearing the costume and feeling the sound work is like bounds ahead of whatever I could create just sitting in a room by myself.
Yeah. And you are you've been studying particular skills, haven't you? Tell us.
Yes. So, at NICA, we have three specialties. A group specialty, so that's like four or five of us working on the same skill set and driving for an ensemble piece. And for that, I do something called group acro. So, it's everyone climbing, throwing, working together, and it's just us and the floor. And then we have two solo specialties. And my first one for that is slackwire. So just sort of a rope that is hung between two points.
But loose.
Yes, a tightrope that's loose.
Yeah.
And then my second solo, I guess, is partner acrobatics. So I'm just me and someone standing on top of me and I juggle them. Oh.
It's fantastic, isn't it? What a great way of looking at the world.
Yes. It's my favourite thing about partner acrobatics, especially, which is what I drive for, is how much trust you build with someone. And to the point where I can talk to my flyer, Eliza, without talking.
Yeah.
It's just hands, looks, and a little grip here, and we do things without.
That sounds amazing. That communication, nonverbal communication like that.
It's really special, and one of my favorite things about the acro community is that communication travels, and like I've met people that I've met one day, and the next day we're talking without talking. Like that language is so quick to build when you find that community. It's a really special part of circus.
People can come and see this show, Behind the Veil. It's on the 15th to the 19th of September at NICA's National Circus Centre, which is in Green Street, Paran. I really advise people to buy a ticket because it's just seeing circus in this way is just wonderful.
Yeah, it's super special, and this is the only show that NICA will be putting on this year, just because we don't have a third year, so this will be the only ticketed event this year.
Oh, thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.